Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Icons of Influence, where we spotlight individuals who've shaped industries, broken barriers, and sparked global change. I'm Hannah Halley. Today, we're diving into a personal icon of mine, the life of Sheryl Sandberg, former COO of Meta, best-selling author, and women's leadership advocate. Her journey spans from the corridors of Harvard and Google to redefining social media, from feminist leadership to personal tragedy, and ethical reckoning. It's a story of power and purpose, marked by both achievement and controversy. Sheryl Kara Sandberg was born in 1969 in Washington, D.C., and raised in Florida in a family invested in public service and education. She graduated summa cum laude in economics from Harvard in 1991 and co-founded Women in Economics and Government to empower women in business and policy. At Harvard Business School, she earned her MBA before moving into finance at the World Bank and Treasury, working alongside Lawrence Summers on debt forgiveness during the Asian financial crisis. She joined Google in 2001, transforming ad sales from four people into a department of 4,000, launching AdWords and AdSense to revolutionize how the internet was monetized. By 2004, she headed Google.org, pioneering philanthropic initiatives on climate and poverty. In 2008, Mark Zuckerberg recruited her as Facebook's first chief operating officer. Her vision? Bring order, scale, and revenue, and she delivered. Facebook's ad business launched from zero, driving the company's rise to become a tech and cultural powerhouse. Under Sandberg's leadership, Facebook's ad strategy fundamentally changed digital media. Innovations like sponsored stories, ads tied to user behavior, and mobile ads harness the power of user data to drive revenue beyond traditional media. By 2021, this ad machine generated 97% of Meta's revenue. She helped Facebook IPO in 2012 and build its advertising empire, transforming it into a global business valued at hundreds of billions. Alongside this, she became a vocal advocate for women. Her 2013 bestseller, Lean In, inspired women to claim leadership and sparked leanin.org, which fostered over 34,000 peer circles in 157 countries. But within that success came criticism. Lean In often spoke from the perspective of professional, predominantly white women. Critics argued it didn't address systemic or intersectional barriers faced by women of colour. Sheryl later acknowledged that her messaging needed more inclusivity. Still, her leadership and cultural influence shifted conversations around ambition, equity, and what it means to lead as a woman in Silicon Valley. In 2015, tragedy struck when her husband Dave Goldberg died suddenly. Grief became public. Sheryl paused, shared her story, and showed vulnerability in front of the world. She used her platform to advocate for better bereavement policies and parental leave in the workplace. Companies like Bank of America, MasterCard, and Airbnb changed policies in response. Partnering with psychologist Adam Grant, she co-authored Option B in 2017, a guide to building resilience after loss. The book sold over 2.7 million copies and expanded her work into emotional well-being. Her foundation was renamed in Dave's honour and pledged over $100 million to support women and families facing grief. Sandberg's personal and public response showed immense courage and reframed her role from business leader to empathetic advocate. Cheryl left the COO role in 2022 and stepped off Meta's board in 2024. Her legacy is monumental, but so is the scrutiny. Under her oversight, Facebook grew to 77,000 employees and dominated digital advertising. But it also became synonymous with misinformation, data misuse, and political manipulation. The Cambridge Analytica scandal exposed 87 million user records. Sandberg testified in Congress in 2018 about Russian interference. Yet critics argue the company prioritized growth over safety. More recently, Sandberg has been sanctioned in court for deleting relevant emails tied to Cambridge Analytica litigation, facing a trial over shareholder claims for breach of privacy oversight. That lawsuit ended quickly with a settlement to avoid testimony. She also led initiatives like hashtag BanBossy to reduce gendered language bias, but faced critiques for not sufficiently elevating marginalised voices internally. Fast Company and others highlight how her feminism lacked intersectionality. Still, Sandberg helped normalise conversations about women in leadership, bereavement in the workplace, and ambition grounded in empathy. Reviewers at The Guardian described her role in advertising as foundational and deeply problematic, coining phrases like Silicon Valley's surveillance growth agent. Her legacy is layered, a combination of corporate scaling prowess, women-first initiatives, personal vulnerability, and ongoing ethical debate. Sheryl Sandberg's story is a tapestry of ambition, leadership, heartbreak, and accountability. She scaled one of the most influential companies in history, sparked global dialogue about women's power, and modelled openness through tragedy. But she also stands at the centre of Silicon Valley's privacy reckoning. Her journey offers critical lessons for leaders. Scalability must be paired with responsibility, ambition with empathy, and influence with inclusion. If you want to explore either Lean In or Option B, both excellent books for both personal and professional development, a summary podcast can be found on the Business Book Club podcast series, 5-Minute Summaries. Thanks for joining Icons of Influence. If Cheryl's journey felt powerful or prompted questions, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with someone who leads or listens. Until next time, lead boldly, ethically, and with intention.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.